Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
All right, so I'll keep it down to the best of my ability.
Well, we have to understand that we have to record.
We have to record.
Listen. Understand that we have to record.
I understand. And I feel like it's important to get it out there.
That's what she said.
She's talking about fucking.
What?
Was she talking about fucking when she said that?
I think what's
important is that we get our side of the story out. That's why I want to record.
Okay, look. You've seen all the things where it's a found tape.
Right.
So I feel like this is just going to end up being a found tape. And why that scenario distresses me is that means they
won. We're dead.
They won.
Yeah.
They won. And when I watch those movies, there's the guys in our position,
mm-hmm.
they've got so many things after them and somehow they manage to defeat everything, even though it's a myriad of people with machine guns and helicopters and people chasing them and, double crosses and all that kind of stuff. And I feel like that's bullshit because I found it very, very difficult. Very, very, very difficult.
And you watch those movies and you go, yeah, it would be hard, but I would survive.
Right.
I'd have to run through the swamp. Yeah, I'd have to dodge the bullets. Yeah, I'd have to do all that shit.
You kind of feel, I can do that.
But guess what? When push comes to shove and it's you in that situation, not nearly so easy. We're here now.
Well, we're here now. we're here now barely.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing that distresses me. It's like the movie people are lying to the public a little bit.
A lot.
Because my feeling is if we're Bryce...
Right.
Okay, if we're Bryce Willis in Die Hard,
uh-huh.
20 minutes in,
or Matt Damon, in Matt Damon in one of the Bourne Identity movies.
If we're Matt Damon in the Bourne, if we're Durzel or Matt Damon if we're Bryce in Die Hard, there's no sequel. We're done.
Yeah.
We're done. You know,
no, this isn't a franchise.
You know where we're done in Die Hard? When the guy comes in and says, come on out, my friend, I promise I won't hurt you at the very beginning. Then we come out.
Two shots.
Done. And then they found this tape. Look, I think the Mateys know what we're talking about. But just to recap really quickly, the Mateys, who knows when this thing is found? Let's say it's found in 2011. What year is it now?
It's 2012 now.
Oh, because it can't be 2011.
Well, it could be, but it's...
But yeah, probably like a Total Recall.
Yeah.
Recall. Let's say it's found in the future. So
okay.
2010. And that we're... that this thing is found sometime. And people don't know what the hell is going on. But we need to recap a little bit. Michael and I... We do a podcast. This podcast, look up podcast. I don't have time to explain what a podcast is. My dad, you're throwing pots? Essentially, no. We're not throwing pots. It's a radio show on the internet.
Right. Back in the early part of the 21st century,
mm-hmm.
regular people, guys like my good friend Tom Cavanaugh.
And my good friend Michael Ian Black.
Did a podcast. It could be a podcast about anything. It just you would record and you would put it out there on the internet and people would listen to it. Ours was called Mike and Tom Eat Snacks.
Mike and Tom Eat Snacks.
Where each week we would pick a snack,
eat a snack,
and then we would rate a snack. Simple, wholesome, not the kind of thing where you feel like you're going to make any enemies. Wrong.
Right. It was just a thing that we did, because we were veterans of the snack game and we wanted to share. And look, if you don't know what snacks are, again, I don't have time to explain to you. It's sort of like a between meal supplement.
That's a great definition. I don't think you need to
We loved snacks and we started talking about them and rating them, and other people felt the same way we did. And so this is our radio show on the web. I don't have time to fucking tell you what the web is. God, don't you? I mean, you're from the future. Surely you know this stuff.
They can look it up on microfiche.
Look, I know what books are. Mm-hmm. Magic knows what microfiche is.
You should know what the web is.
So you should know what the web is. So let's just assume you know what the web future people. When you discover this, there was this huge, huge, huge monolith of a company that was that had a huge footprint in the snack world. The name of this company,
Hostess.
Okay.
I don't know who's listening. I don't know who's watching.
This is where...
But you know what? I'm too fucking tired to care at this point.
You know what? We're too fucking tired to care. I mean, we're sitting here. I don't know what this... I don't know what this thing is. There's dripping water. There's tiles. I mean, we're in Asia. We're somewhere in Asia. Who... I don't know. You know, I don't even know my Asia that well. You don't know what Asia is? Look, you should know what Asia is or was.
At this point, you should know what Asia is or was. We don't know. We don't know if Asia still is.
At this point, if this thing is discovered in a couple of months, who knows if there's still going to be in Asia. But listen, we're somewhere in Asia. We're tattered. We're torn.
We're at least five stories underground.
Yeah, we're tired. We're both bleeding. Michael only has one side of his pants. Like, he is wearing pants, but he only has one side of his pants.
But that part was by choice.
Right. I mean, you thought this. You'd seen the look,
mm-hmm.
right?
And They've got some great looks in Asia. Half a pants is one of them. I thought, let me try it out.
The half pants tie look is... It's just a... Look, the Thailand has always been ahead of the game in every aspect. You know, that's why it's such a great, you know, great place to go. Because you look at what the next trends are going to be. Mm-hmm. For your country, when you go to Thailand, so the half pants look where
they've been drinking coconut water there for years.
Years, like we're now into coconut water where we used to be.
Mm-hmm.
They had that thing going
centuries ago.
Yeah,
that's all. The king and I. That's all he drank.
Yeah, that's all Yul Brynner drank was coconut water.
Granted, that was Siam.
Yeah, but Siam and Thailand are the exact same thing.
Six
to people
one
who
half
come
dozen.
From North America.
Exactly.
If I say to you Siam, you say to me Thailand, I don't even know that there's any difference,
mm-hmm.
right? Sometimes I'll throw in like a – what'll I throw in? Korea.
Okay.
And Japan.
Great.
It's the same thing.
All the same.
I'll even toss in I'll toss in like Cheongkang County.
Yeah, great. Perfect.
Same thing. I'll just toss it in there.
Yeah.
Look, the point is, we've been on the fucking run from the Hostess goons since... We've been on the fucking run for the Hostess goons since Hostess went under. And why did Hostess go under?
Somebody had to take him down.
Who took him down?
We took him down,
and we have been paying for it ever since. Look, I got to tell you something. Regrets? I have a few. But then again...
Yeah, I mean, not that many. Not that many. I mean, are you going to mention them? Yeah.
I'm not going to mention them. And here's why I'm not going to mention them. Someone had to do it. These lazy mofos are sitting back there throwing their Hostess Twinkies and all those kind of things, expecting to rule the roost. Whereas there's other people out there who are trying their damnedest, mom and pop organizations trying their darndest to get a foothold in. We are fair and always have been fair in the snack game, but it would be remiss to say that when we see a lax big company that we're not pulling mm-hmm. for the small mom and pop scrambling, scrappy organization to take foothold. And we felt we had to do something about
it. We drew a line in the sand on this podcast. We said some unkind words about the Hostess Corporation.
Look, you can ascribe unkind to them if you want. I feel we told the truth.
Fine. You can ascribe whatever you choose to ascribe.
I mean, ascribe as you will, as my grandpappy used to say.
You can ascribe all day long.
Look, if you're ascribing, ascribe.
Exactly.
Have at it.
Have all your scribing.
Get to your ascribing early. Get your ascribing out of the way.
Ascribe early, ascribe often.
Ascribe late if you must.
we said some things about the Hostess Corporation that proved prescient.
Prescient. I'm sorry. I don't. Prescient. Prescient.
Yeah, you know those. You know those nails that you put on. Prescient nails.
Prescient. Got it.
We said some things about the Hostess Corporation.
Some scratchy, clawy, prescient things.
Yes.
Yeah.
Predicting their downfall, some say, and this is where we get into trouble, some say we took it a step too far, didn't predict, hastened,
yeah.
perhaps mm-hmm. caused. When you are the Walter Winchells of the snack game, mm-hmm. people ascribe.
They'll ascribe. You can't stop the people from ascribing.
They will ascribe certain power to you,
mm-hmm.
the power to make or break a company, even a company as venerated, as well-financed, as well-armed as the Hostess Corporation. Within 6 months of this podcast...
6 months? More like 4 months.
And if you don't know what months are, you should know.
You should know by now, because really, we had a calendar year. We had 12 months in it, 365 days. It just... You should... I just feel like you should know that. If your temporal calendar has changed, future people, it's not too hard to go back and look at ours. I mean, we did it for years.
Years.
No joke.
No, literally years.
We did it for years.
Within 4 months of that podcast, the Hostess Corporation...
imploded.
They disintegrated.
Mm-hmm.
No more Twinkies, no more Chocodiles, no more Hostess Fruit Pies, no more... nothing.
What looked like was going to be there forever was suddenly gone. And when the rug was pulled out from underneath Hostess,
they got angry.
Hostess didn't take a look inward at themselves.
Oh, no.
No. They took a look outward. And who did they see?
Mm. Us.
Yeah, us. Right.
These guys.
Yeah, us.
You and I.
Yeah. Magic and I, you know, it's a classic tale. We're asleep in our bed, you know. Look, folks.
Don't worry about the bed.
Don't worry about the
Let's
bed.
Let's not even talk about
I'll
the bed.
I'll just say two words, all right? Head to toe. That's three words. But head to toe, okay? It's just...
Set the bed aside.
Don't worry about the bed.
The
right
bed
now.
Doesn't matter.
The bed is not the issue.
What's at stake here is our lives. The setting is the bed.
Yeah. We're in the bed. And again, don't worry about the bed.
The bed is irrelevant.
The bed isn't a thing, okay? The bed's not a thing.
Wait. Well, let's put it this way. We were in a room.
Yeah.
We were in a room at night.
We were in our bedroom at night. Look, don't worry about the bedroom.
Who cares about the bedroom?
Look, we're in a room mm-hmm. at night, okay, in New York, you know, and there comes the old rap, tap, 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 tapping at the window.
Yep.
And that was just a friend of ours who had gotten hung outside, upside down. They were having some kind of drunken bacchanal.
But that's why we were awake.
Yeah.
Had it not been for that guy.
If it hadn't been for the guy hanging from the window, played by Justin Long, by the way.
Who?
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
I can't get enough of that guy.
That guy is, look, he's funny. He's a guy, he doesn't have to shave his body hair. Mm. He's just funny.
Just funny.
He doesn't have to shave. He's just funny.
He's one of those guys that doesn't have to shave.
No.
He's just
no.
funny.
Some guys, you and me included.
Oh, yeah.
We have to shave.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Not J-Lo.
J-Lo, this guy doesn't have to shave.
Not to be funny.
No. If J-Lo wants to be funny...
He could shave. He could not shave.
Yeah, it's an incredible luxury to have, and J-Lo has that luxury.
Now, I don't even need to say, if you don't know who J-Lo is, because I know you know.
You know.
I don't care how far in the future it is.
Yeah.
You know.
No, that's not one thing where, like, you should know. You
right.
should know about the calendar year.
You know.
You know who J-Lo is.
So he's outside the window, rat-tat-tatting.
Rat-tat-tat.
Being hilarious, incidentally.
Oh, incredibly hilarious. He's making faces. He's about to plummet to sure death.
Yeah.
But he's still being funny.
Hilarious.
Yeah. I didn't even notice. I can't even, in my mind's eye, when I look back, I can't even recollect whether he was shaved or unshaved at that point.
I honestly don't know. That's
incredible.
How funny he is.
It's incredible.
All right. But because of that, we're awake.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you notice, I think, we've got these brass doorknobs on the bedroom door.
And don't worry about the bedroom, okay?
The bedroom.
Because we're in a room.
We're in the room that we're in, there's brass doorknobs.
Exactly. Well put.
You, out of the corner of your eye, if I'm not mistaken, mm-hmm. see the brass doorknob start to turn.
Tick, tick. And at first I think, like Charlie Sheen in Platoon, that I'm imagining things. That that dark forces have not come so quickly to locate me in my bedroom. And again, don't worry about the bedroom, okay? They located me and they located magic, okay? Let me put it that way. The doorknob starts to turn, and I just stare at it like a fool.
Like a fool. Like a goddamn fool.
The guys in the action movie, that doorknob, even before it begins to turn, they've heard a footfall outside the door.
Or they might see...
They're waiting.
Sometimes what happens is there's a light under the crack of the door that mm-hmm. suddenly goes out.
Mm-hmm.
They know then.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're not those guys.
We're not those guys, and that bears repeating. Because we're just lying there, head to toe, right? In the bed. And again, the bed is nothing.
It's a huge bed, by the way.
It's a huge, huge bed.
You could probably fit four of us in that bed.
If you could duplicate me and duplicate magic and put our duplicates, just duplicate us once, okay? Not three times. Just duplicate us once.
The one time.
Okay, so there's two of me. You duplicate me once. There's two of me. You duplicate magic. There's two of him. Got it?
Yep.
So you lie us in the bed.
Head to toe.
Head to toe. You're fine. You're fine. You've still got room for maybe a slender supermodel
mm-hmm.
and a small bear cub, like a mid-grown bear cub.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a
4 months old. No, not like
not a grizzly, like a Kodiak.
No, like a or a black bear.
Oh, great.
You know, a mid-grown black bear. Okay, like say you know
18 months.
If he's sitting up.
I thought you meant sitting up.
Okay, so let's put it this way: if not sitting up, we're looking at about four to eight month
okay.
black bear cub. And if sitting up,
18 months.
18 months. Up to 18 months.
And the irony of this is we had talked about getting a black bear for the bed.
Mm-hmm.
And if only we had, so much of this could have been avoided.
Well, remember the issue.
Yeah.
We should call it an African-American bear. Right. That was the whole thing. And then we couldn't find one.
Couldn't find one anywhere.
Couldn't find an African-American bear.
The other thing was, honestly, and people are going to laugh at me, the dander.
Yeah.
The dander was going to be an issue.
Yeah.
That bear dander, it gets up into your nasal. And you have that bear in bed with you? Forget it.
What people don't know until they're up close with a bear in bed is how coarse that fur can be.
Ugh.
You know?
You think it's going to be soft.
Well, it's soft if you wash it every day. Who's washing their bear every day?
You know, you can't. Try getting a bear into the tub.
You can't. Many apartment buildings won't even allow a bear.
Most
apartment buildings won't allow a bear. We should never have said we're thinking of getting a bear.
Oh, that's the worst thing you can say to the landlord.
Because then now people are looking
right.
to see if you got the bear.
We don't have... Incidentally, guys, we don't have a bear. That's the point of this story.
That's right. We didn't have a bear. And if we had a bear, we would not have been able to... It's foolhardy to think when you're sitting there looking at the bear, you know, watching your kid play with the bear, and you're thinking of getting the bear, it's foolhardy to think that you're going to wash that bear.
Not going to. You go into it with the best of intentions. You're like, I'm going to wash this bear mm-hmm. every day.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me. Take it from my mm-hmm. personal experience. You're not going to wash mm-hmm. the bear every day.
Look, it's not a kid. It's nature raw in red and tooth and claw. It's nature. You can't wash
it every day. Try washing a kid every day. That's hard enough.
That's hard enough, and that's a kid.
Yeah.
I mean, a bear cub?
A wild bear?
And especially, let me tell you something, when they get to be about 2 years old...
Forget it.
They're young. They're not really young, my friend.
No, that's a full-grown bear.
No, they'll... Just a one painful, you know, swat will rip your head half off.
Yeah. Not even the biggest bear. We're not talking about grizzlies. We're talking about black bears.
No, a black bear. No, imagine it. Look, don't be dumb. Don't get a grizzly. If you got the slender supermodel, a couple of duplicates of yourself...
Don't get the grizzly. I don't care how big your bed is. At that point, the size of the bed is irrelevant.
No.
Because it's not an issue of the bed anymore.
It's not about the bed.
It's about the bear.
Yeah.
Don't get a grizzly under any circumstances.
No, don't get a grizzly.
Probably don't get a black bear. Especially if you're thinking to yourself, oh, I'm going to wash this bear every day. Look, not.
Get a black bear if you're seeing clearly. But if you've got like rose covered glasses on, don't get a black
bear. Just go into it with both eyes open.
Because
just know what you're getting into. You're going to have coarse hair. You're going to have dander in the bed.
Mm-hmm. You're not going to wash the bear every day. And don't get a grizzly.
That's why we don't have a bear in the bed with us.
At that point, when the doorknob starts to turn, no bear.
So no duplicates.
So if you're sitting there thinking that there's...
One supermodel,
right?
No duplicates.
One supermodel. And just you and I.
Mm-hmm.
A little doorknob. Well, let me tell you something. If the fucking hostess people had been smart, they would have just burst into the room and caught us right there. But instead, they went with that technology, the little wire mm-hmm. eye.
Yeah.
You know, they snaked that wire in there, and that was the gap that we needed mm-hmm. to get out.
Yeah.
And we've been on the run ever since.
They got Justin. Justin's gone.
Look, J-Lo is one of those guys that I love the guy, mm-hmm. but perhaps it's best that in his case, the candle that burns twice as bright burnt twice as fast, and he is always going to be thought of precocious shaved or unshaved kid that always made people laugh. He's not giving himself an opportunity now that he's gone to like just fade away into obscurity. No. He's not going to get old. He'll always be beautiful.
When people think of him, they'll always think of the guy who was with Drew Barrymore for a little while. You know?
Shaved or unshaved. Doesn't matter what they think of him.
They'll always think of the guy who had a supporting part in Herbie the Love Bug. He'll always be that.
Look, that guy is always going to be on Vince Vaughn's Wild West Comedy Tour.
Yes. Always. That's how we want to remember him.
He's going
to
be the guy pulling pranks mm-hmm. on the people in the bunk beds in the bus.
Yeah.
That's J-Lo.
And will always be J-Lo. His body of work.
His body alone.
His unshaved or shaved body.
Look, it doesn't matter. He's funny.
The guy's funny.
The guy is just...
Listen to us. He was. The guy was funny.
I miss him, but, you know, it's not like I'm missing... To me, it's like...
He's still with us.
Yeah, it's that, but it's also like I'm... As frank as I can be, I'm worried about number one.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm worried about you, too. I'm worried about number two as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I thought when you said number one, you were actually talking about me. I actually thought that's what you were talking about.
That is good. Huh. Oh, shit. Look, you're number two now because J-Lo's gone.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
You used to be number three. Look, I would mourn J-Lo more if I were sitting at home with my pipe.
Mm-hmm.
Understood?
Mm-hmm. Don't have time.
I'm in like some crazy dripping bathhouse five floors down in Asia. I can't be worried about J-Lo plummeting to his death. I can't.
Now, regular viewers, and I know you're not viewers. No.
By now, they may have become viewers. Who knows?
We haven't been on the air for a while. Now you know why.
This is why. We're on the run. We continue to be on the run in exotic locales, I must say. That's been the only good thing about the run. Dubai was great. You got to go to – when you're on the run – You got to go to Dubai.
Oh, yeah. You got to go to Dubai. Well, they got that indoor ski slope.
It was awesome. I mean, we had some laughs.
Oh, we've had
I think at the same time, the hostess goons running us down in the black suits there, I think those guys had a good time.
I think they did.
They would never admit it.
Nah.
But they're like, hey, look, if you got to run after people and try and kill them.
Might as well do it on an indoor ski slope in Dubai.
Even though they know at some point when they're in Dubai, they're plummeting off a building.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they know it. They know it's coming. But at the same time, I kind of think they went out with a smile.
They did. You know, they did. And I felt like I was happy to give that to them.
I mean, it just seemed like for a split second you felt, hey, this is just, I'm right here.
Right.
Look, I'm not trying to be anywhere else. I'm just me.
I'm on top of the Burj.
Uh-huh.
2 miles up. Yeah. I don't know how big that building is.
I mean,
it's big.
It was a big building.
It's big.
Folks, windy.
Oh, woo. You get up that high. A lot of wind.
Yeah.
I'm hanging off the top of my things by my fingernails.
Yeah.
I got the guy. He's got the gun out.
Yeah.
He's ready to stomp on my hands or shoot me in the head. I don't know which.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere, who comes along? Tommy.
Yeah, there I am.
I don't know what that move was that you did on that guy. But next thing I know, you're pulling me up back onto the top of the Burj.
Yeah, yeah.
That guy's falling to his death. I swear to you, he winked at me as he was going down.
Did he really give you a wink?
I think he gave me a wink.
I think he felt like I felt. Like I didn't even... It wasn't until later when we were talking it through that I realized that we weren't just kidding. I kind of thought, hey, these guys are just doing a thing.
No.
I know this move.
Right.
He's hanging on to magic. I kick him in the head
mm-hmm.
and I pull you to safety. And you remember how you grabbed not my hand but my wrist?
Yeah.
And I pulled you up?
That was all part of the thing.
With my normal strength, I would never be able to do that.
No.
I'm not strong. And that was – but I could do it because we were doing the thing. And then you were afterwards saying, no, I think that guy died.
Yeah.
And I thought, I just naturally assumed that they had like some kind of cable that was digitally
bag or something
digitally wiped
no,
out.
No, I think that guy died.
But what's nice is as he went, he was like, "Well, hell, you know what?
If I'm gonna go,
yeah, not a bad way to go."
Yeah, God gave me a wink.
And yet, I kind of think it was a bad way to go.
Yeah, any way to go
is bad.
Yeah,
but heck, we had fun.
We, you know what?
In Dubai, we had fun. In the rainforest in South America, we had less fun.
Less fun, but it was still fun.
Look, it was fun.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about the nonstop rain in the rainforest is after a while, you want to kill something.
You go a little crazy.
Yeah.
You go a lot crazy.
That's kind of what it is. And that's why people who dwell in the rainforest...
Crazy.
You can't trust them.
No.
You know, they're squatting a lot. And the reason you squat is, well, you're crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So you squat.
And because there's no chairs.
And no one's bringing a truckload of chairs. You can't get in there.
You can't.
You got to have a machete. You got to hack your way through.
Even, well, look, we were in the rainforest for a while. At a certain point, I'm thinking to myself, I need a goddamn chair.
Yeah. And I was thinking, I need a fucking coffee.
Something.
Yeah.
I get online.
Yeah.
I go to the IKEA website.
Yeah.
I order a bunch of chairs.
Uh-huh. For delivery, or are you
for delivery?
Get them?
Okay. I'm in the rainforest. I'm going to go and get chairs.
You're not. You can't. You're in the rainforest.
I can't. I'm in the rainforest. So they ask for the address. I'm. You know what am I going to write?
Rainforest.
Rainforest. That's what I did.
Yeah.
Rainforest. Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know you got your delivery options. I'm just like overnight as fast as you can get them.
Yeah. 2-3 days? I don't think so. I'm in the rainforest without a chair.
I push send.
Yeah.
What do I get back? Oh, we don't deliver to that location. We can't find that location.
You're like, are you IKEA or are you not IKEA?
Yeah, so it was like that. It was like that every day.
It was a bad,
it was like it was that just with Crate and Barrel. It was like
joke.
That with Pottery Barn. It was like that with Room and Board.
You know who hated it was, I think, the goons. They're like, ugh.
Well, they have to wear those suits everywhere.
And it's hot.
So hot.
And look, at some of those guys, like, it's a wool blend. And with us, you know, we were just stripped down.
Mm-hmm.
And so if it rained, it'd stop raining. We would dry up. It'd be okay. But with those guys, with the wool blend, dark suit, hot, it was rough.
And those guys are not in the best shape. I mean, I'm no offense. But let's call a spade a spade. Those guys, you know, they work for Hostess.
And Hostess security has not been threatened in 8 years.
No. It's not. They're not the team they used to be. I mean, this is the problem with the Hostess Corporation in general.
Yeah.
And look, no offense.
They got lazy.
Everything about them got lazy, including their security. And those guys in the rainforest,
a couple of them probably didn't even grab a billy club on their way out.
I'm sure they didn't.
Yeah.
I'm sure they didn't.
They probably didn't have billy clubs.
No.
Not once in this whole sojourn have I seen a billy club.
Oh, I haven't seen a billy club. I haven't seen a nightstick. I haven't seen what are these things called? These little slapdash, the billy jacks, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah. You haven't seen one of those slapdash billy jacks.
I haven't seen a slapdash billy jack anywhere.
No.
A lot of guns. Seen a lot of guns. But small caliber. You know, small caliber weapons.
Yeah, and the thing those guys do is they're little drunk shooting games at night.
Ugh.
We know they have no more ammunition than
they're
the next
out of
day.
Ammo.
And so then we're all kind of sitting around and they're, you know, they don't want to fight because they think like, it's just not going to be cool. So I don't know. It just became really weird. But we're, you know, we got out of the rainforest and, you know, since then I just feel like there's been a lot of publicity back home. And I just feel like they've redoubled their efforts to try and bring us in. And our life is hell right now.
Right. Guys, we're not coming in.
We're not coming in.
We're stupid. We're not that stupid.
We're not that stupid. All this, you know, they have this loudspeaker stuff, you know, and they're like, Mac and Tom.
Hostess.
I don't know why they use that
voice. I don't know why
voice.
They use that voice. It's not.
Mac and Tom, come in. We won't hurt you.
Yeah, guess what?
Why are we going to believe that?
I'm thinking these guys are going
to
hurt me.
I think they're trying to disorient us. That's the thing.
If that's what they're trying to do, mission accomplished. Because
yeah,
I'm totally disoriented.
I don't know up from down.
I don't know down from up.
Yeah, I don't know left from right.
I don't know right from wrong.
You know what I do? What I did pack away? Though, because, fuck, look, you know, I am never in too much of a hurry. Even if I'm grabbing a snake that's coming through the door with a camera attached, pulling it tightly toward the door, hearing the coconut sound of the Hostess goon's head crack off the wood of the door, and then you and I opening the window, using human J-Lo to climb up to safety and then escape, look... Even when that's happening, I am never so rushed that I'm not grabbing a snack from our snack bin.
No, we had to grab a snack.
Who are we?
We're Mike and Tom. We eat snacks.
Yeah, we eat snacks.
That's what we do.
Mike and Tom eat snacks.
It's not who we are. Look,
who we are.
We eat snacks. But who we are.
Respect for women. That's our platform.
That's our platform.
What it's all about, ultimately.
So, do you want to open? I mean, we've been toting these things through the jungle, into Asia. I dropped some stuff in Prague, and I don't know that we're ever going to recover that.
Probably not.
Who goes back to Prague? That's my whole thing.
Remember, you go once,
yeah,
and you love it,
right? But remember, there was this guy back in the day, Seth Rogen. You know, just a huge, huge comic.
Mm-hmm.
And he did the Prague movie, and it was the biggest thing ever.
Biggest thing.
And then he does Back to Prague.
Right. Don't do Back to Prague.
Oh, man.
Do Prague. Don't do Back to
Prague. Do Prague.
Incidentally, he's a guy that has to shave to be funny.
He's a guy that's well known that if he's not shaving...
Not funny.
Yeah. It's just a... Forget it.
It's not a knock on him.
No. He's a tremendous talent.
But...
Gotta shave.
Gotta shave, dude.
And don't go back to Prague.
No.
So we better open yours... Now, at this point, everything is so covered with muck and dirt and
hard
mildew that
what.
I can't even tell in our our snack sack.
I'm just going to wipe away some of this filth, and I'll read you what I have.
Uh-huh. I can tell it's some form of a bag that you've opened. I can tell from the crackling, but I can't read anything on it. Can you make that out?
I can just barely make it out.
Here, smear some of that moss off.
There you go.
Ugh.
I don't know if that's that special Asian moss. I don't know what that is.
Special Asian moss.
Now, we visited this company before. This company may be our Prague, and we might be making a terrible mistake by going back to Prague.
In a strange way, if this is the last podcast that we ever make, there's something poetic about revisiting something.
The company is called Snyders of Hanover.
Well, right now... All the mateys are going, what?
Mm-hmm.
Some might be going, huh?
Right.
But a lot, I would say there's a huge mix between what and huh?
Yeah. The last time we visited the Snyders of Hanover,
some people might be going, shit!
They can't believe it.
Yeah. Other people might just be like, oh.
Now, what's going on in those people's
lives? They ate like a squirrel.
Yeah.
And so they're kind of like dumping it out and they're like, oh. And other people might be like this, zap! And other people might be like this. Zam!
Oh, yeah. Zam.
I don't know if they're saying Zam.
Probably not.
So we got Snyder's of Hanover, but we already did this. We can't do this again.
Because we didn't.
You probably just grabbed that Snyder's of Hanover hard pretzels that Burnett brought in just on your way out the
I wouldn't do that because, you know, I don't like those. This
but
is
no,
a new.
I mean, we were being chased. We were climbing up J-Lo.
And I'm going to pick a snack I don't like in my last moment?
That's why I love you. That's why I love you because you still have the presence of mind in your potential last moment. To grab a snack that you haven't rated yet.
Right.
It's really impressive.
So Snyder's of Hanover has a new product. These are called dips. And these specific dips are York peppermint pretzel sandwich dips. So what they did is they took two round pretzels, dipped them in, I guess they sandwiched in between some York peppermint patty and then they dipped them in chocolate.
Another one that we've done, York peppermint patty.
Yeah.
Huh? What? Huh? Zam!
So essentially what you don't think they're not going to do that?
Maybe when they heard York peppermint patty.
So essentially what you're doing here is you're taking a York peppermint patty and you're combining it with a pretzel.
Jeez. Snyder's. And York. These two...
Not who you'd expect to team up. Last people you'd expect to team up.
They're the last people I would expect to team up.
But, you know, hostess goes under. Everybody's looking around going, who's next? We might be next. We better start innovating.
Snyder's is like, we're next. You're not next, Snyder's. Okay? We are... Magic is not as big a fan as I am of Snyder's. Neither of us is big a fan as Burnett is of Snyder's. But I think we can all agree that Snyder's is not going to take hostess's place.
No.
However, that being said, teaming up with York is a step in the right direction.
At least I know they're thinking.
I guess that's a better way to put it, because we don't know how good this is going to be. It could be a debacle. Nonetheless, they're making an effort.
Yeah, they're calling it...
That's the whole thing about Hostess.
They're calling it dark chocolate-covered York peppermint pretzels. I like that.
I mean, it's a mouthful. No pun intended.
That's what she said.
I don't understand. Oh, because of the sex.
Yep. So... I'm holding one in my hand right now. It's round. That's the first thing you need to know. Covered in chocolate. About the size of a mini Oreo, I would say.
About the size of a bear's eyeball.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Much better. About the size of a bear's eyeball, but not as globular. I mean, it's flat.
No. It's flat. It's flat.
Flat and round.
It's like a checkers piece.
Great.
A kinged checkers piece.
Perfect.
Thank you.
I'm going to take a bite.
Please. So you just bit in. You can see from the outside, it is enrobed in chocolate, and definitely it's got a press. And that's got the York cream in the middle.
Delicious.
Wah!
Delicious.
Is this because we've been on the lamb and the run?
Maybe because I haven't eaten in 4 months?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Delicious.
I'm going in.
That's a nice snack.
That's good.
You know why?
You know what I find I'm missing in my first bite?
Salt?
Yeah. Do you notice that too?
A little light on the salt.
These days, people are going crazy for the salted something.
Yeah.
Salted caramel, salted chocolate. Everyone has understood that these two tastes belong. We discovered that a millennia ago. But it seems like some of the snack companies are discovering this, and what's surprising about Snyder's of Hanover York Peppermint Pretzel Sandwich is that if you've got pretzel in there, you got salt, as far as I'm concerned.
I'm wondering, I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt here. I'm wondering if the salt didn't go with the peppermint patty part, the mint, and that's why they took out some of the salt. I don't know.
I wonder.
But I'll tell you what's impressing me about this.
Tell me.
They're not overdoing any one part of it. It's nicely proportioned.
Mm-hmm.
Right amount of chocolate, right amount of pretzel, right amount of mint creme.
When you were running out the room, popping through the window, climbing up J-Lo, you didn't happen to notice if there was a milk chocolate covered.
I did not.
Version of this, did you?
I did not. I reached my hand into the unrated box.
Right.
Took the first thing that I had.
Yeah.
Turned out to be dark chocolate covered York peppermint pretzel. I'll tell you this. I hope there's not. Because it works so nicely with the dark chocolate covered.
Yep.
I hope there's no milk chocolate.
I think you're probably right. I think there isn't probably some milk chocolate. But I can tell you who's going to tell us. The mateys.
Well, they'll tell us.
They'll be all over that right away.
If only...
I'm missing the salt. I can't get past that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm missing the salt.
Mm-hmm.
You say pretzel, I say salt. Go ahead, say pretzel.
Pretzel. So one of the things I'm noticing is it's a big bag. Not that many dips in it. I mean, I guess there's enough. There's enough dips because you don't want to eat too many dips.
No, but you want to, folks. It's not a regular chip size bag. It's one of those 75-cent chip size bag.
Slightly bigger than your average bag. Not being overly generous.
Not being overly generous. You can't also say that they're being overly frugal here either.
It's 5 ounces of dips. But they're charging you $3.50 for it.
That's it. You know, you need to throw, for $3.50.
You want 7 ounces of dips.
For 3.5, you want a few more dips, I want to say. Snyder's, you listening? Snyder's is listening. I can tell you what, we have the attention of every snack co across the board.
Oh, they're listening.
Let me
tell you something.
They're like, who next?
We're not going to be in Asia when you hear this. I don't know where we're going to be.
We're not going to be in Asia by tonight.
No.
We made a pact, and we're sticking to that pact.
We're just out there now.
We're gone.
Mates Worldwide Headquarters is wherever we lay our fucking heads.
That's right, folks. You know how it used to be like New York City? It could be New York. I'm not saying it's not. But you know, it's every inch as likely to be down there in Canberra there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Well, no, I don't know who that is.
Canberra?
Mm-hmm.
The capital of Wyoming.
Yeah, so we're just as likely to be there.
Yeah, as we are to be in some shithole in Asia. Look, the next podcast you hear, I can guarantee it's not coming from here. But it's also not coming from – it's not coming from a place where you'd be able to pick us out, folks. We'll be doing this podcast right under your noses.
You won't even know it.
You won't know it happening. You'll be at dinner with your significant other. You're just kind of talking. And after a while, you'll say, didn't we order the carrot cake? And the carrot cake will be gone. You know why it's gone?
We ate it, bitch.
Yeah, we ate your carrot cake, bitch.
And when I say bitch.
Yeah, he just means.
That's just a generic
that's just
term.
A generic derogatory.
For a sucker.
Yeah, derogatory term.
It could have been the guy that's asking for the carrot cake, and I'll still call him a bitch.
Yeah, I'll be like, where's your carrot cake now, bitch?
Right.
I'm saying that to the guy, not the girl.
No, because we wouldn't do that.
Well, we might.
We might
do it depending on how they treated us.
Right.
But we just wouldn't. We wouldn't go out there and just do it
unprovoked. That's not who we are.
Look, you know who we are. We don't have to tell you who we are. We still are who we are. Well, and we still do what we do.
And we're going to do it as long as we possibly can.
Well, and this might be the last time we can do it.
I hope not.
No, look, I love the snack game. I'm not ready to quit. And that's why, look, that's why we're in this shithole in Asia.
Mm-hmm.
We're ready to give up. We would have turned ourselves over to the authorities.
It would have been very easy to come in.
The authorities aren't going to protect us. I know. You're like, don't. They won't protect you.
We know.
We know that. But we could have just gone in, gotten lawyered up.
Mm-hmm.
We could have gotten really lawyered up.
Yep.
Or we could have lawyered up to the yin-yang. We could have gotten lawyered up.
Yeah.
We could have got lathered up and then lawyered up and, you know, just let the chips fall where they may. We're not doing that.
No.
We're not coming in.
We're out. We're out in the cold.
That's fine.
And it's cold out here.
Well, for Asia, for like a bathhouse, 5 stories underground.
You'd think it'd be warmer.
You'd think it'd be way warmer. It's not.
It's cold out here.
But really, really, really cold out here.
Ratings?
Ratings.
Ratings.
Snyder's of Hanover York Peppermint Pretzel Sandwich Dip. You know how I feel about you. You're delicious. You're better than I expected. I expected you to be good. I didn't think you'd be delicious, but you are. Could it be saltier? Yeah, you could be a touch saltier.
Mm-hmm.
Could there be more of you to a bag? Yeah, I think so for $3.50.
Mm-hmm.
I think
mm-hmm.
so.
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to reach for you on that endless snack table in my imagination? You know what, Snyder's? I think I will. I think if I'm looking for a minty treat with a little pretzel base, a little chocolate, I think I might reach your way. 7.5.
Very nice. Very solid. Snyder's of Hanover York Peppermint Pretzel Sandwich Dip. I say to thee, I'm glad you're on the lam with me. That's an unintentional poem. I also want to say one more thing. I can't get past the lack of salt.
Yeah.
Damn it! But I like ya. So 6.5.
See you next week?
I hope so.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.